Today's shir is Masechta Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin. We will begin on Daf Ayin Sematas Soma Beis, the last at the bottom of the Omid Iboy Lahu. The Gemara begins Amarava, two lines from the bottom. Amarava Zaynah Vedesh Kachavim. If we have a woman who's a Zaynah who's non-Jewish, and there are Jews in her company with the intention of doing an Aveira. The Loch is Chamra, the wine that's on the table is Shari, maybe consumed, and we can rely that the Yisrael is making sure that she is not touching the wine, because since she's not Jewish, she would make the wine problematic, because, explains the Gemara, now the talk of Yitzhar Daveira, even though obviously this person is overcome by the Yitzhar Hara of doing an Aveira with this woman, however, Yitzhar the Yayin, that Nesach, the Yitzhar Hara, the inclination to do an Aveira with Yayin Nesach, Loi Tokof Lahu, that is not prevailing over him. So we see from here that even though he's an individual who does the terrible aveira of znus, for that he has yetzer hara, but not for the yetzer hara of yayin nesach. And this is the focus many rishonim discuss. When somebody is known to do an aveira, does it mean that we accuse him of doing all types of aveiras? Or just because he does one aveira, it has no bearing on other aveiras? Which is known in halacha as the concept, if somebody is choshed on one aveira, is he choshed on other aveiras? And the Ramban says that even though we know hachoshed al davar chomer, if somebody is choshed on something that's more serious of an aveira, then certainly he's choshed. We have to be concerned that I'll do a smaller aveira. The question is, how do we look at this? Do we look at this as a situation of choshar adav chomer, a choshar adav kal, or do we say that yayin nesach is considered a more serious aveira because it's connected to avodah zarah than znus, or do we say that really depends on the way people think? And some people think that Yai Nesach is a bigger Aveira than Znus, and that's why we're concerned they'll do the Aveira of Znus, and they won't do the Aveira of Yai Nesach. However, if we have the other way around, says the Gemara, we have a Zayna Yisrael, we have a Zayna who's a Jewish woman, and they are Nochrim sitting over there. Their halacha will be Chamram Osir. Chamram Osir will be, says Rashi, it's Osir. The Rivet disagrees, and the Rivet says it's only us b'shtia, but it's muta b'hano. My Tama says Marhal v'zila layu. The attitude of these men to this woman is a very negative attitude, because she's a woman that's ready to do such a terrible aveira, and therefore Basraya Grira, she who acts in such a terrible fashion, and she allows herself to do this aveira with men, allows the men to do whatever they want, including allowing them to make Yayin Nesach, and she won't stop them. Says the Gemara, Hahu Beisa, there was a home, Davias Becham de Yisrael, that in that home there was wine that belonged to Yisrael, Olav de Chavim, Achdel Adashe Be'ape. And a Nochri walked into the house and closed the door in front of the wine. But there was a crack in the door. So because there was a crack in the door, one could see inside the house. And they looked in and they saw that the guy was standing between the barrels of wine. Amareva, Kadal Chadabezi, anything that could be viewed through that crack, Shari. Because the Nochri is concerned that the Jew could see him through the crack, and that prevents him from doing anything with the wine. However, the wine, the high gisa, the wines that were on the sides of the crack, and the Jew cannot see what was going on through the crack, there, that wine is usher. And therefore, that wine, he's not concerned he's going to be caught. And since he's not concerned that he's going to get caught, that's why he doesn't feel bad to touch the wine. But the Rashba points out the consideration here in the Gemara is only when the door is locked. So since the Gemara, the wine that we're speaking about in our Gemara is behind the locked door, so he's not worried that the Jew could walk in any minute, because if he's going to come, he's still going to have to knock on the door in order to get in. So the only thing that causes him to be fearful is the crack in the door. And therefore, anything, as we just learned, that can't be seen through the crack in the door becomes usur. The Beis Yosef says that the halacha is that what's going to be the halacha, and he quotes the Rashba on this actually, what's going to be the halacha if we don't know if the door is locked or not? Says the Beis Yosef that in a case where there's a suffix, the halacha remains that the wine can be consumed. Only if we know for certain that the Nachri locked the door does the halacha become that the wine is also. Ha'ucham d'Yisrael, says the Gemara, there was wine that belonged to Jew, Dav Yosef be'Beisa, Dav Adai Yisrael be'Aliyonim. The wine was on the lower floor, and the wine was on the lower floor, but the Jew himself lived on the upper floor. Vavikachavim be'Kavim Tachtoin, and the Nachri lived in the bottom floor. And as Rashi explains, that the Yisrael could see what's going on downstairs through some sort of a chimney or hole that existed between the upper floor and the lower floor. Shama kol tigra, there was a commotion going on outside. Nafki, so the Yisrael and the Nachri both went outside to see what's going on. And then says the Gemara, Kadam asun avkachavim, the Nachri went in and closed the door. So now, the concern is that maybe the Nachri went into the house before, went into this apartment where, before, and closed the door before the Yisrael got up to his apartment and could see what's going on downstairs. Says the Gemara, still, Amar Rava Chamashari, you could consume the wine. The Meima Amar, because the Nachri thinks to himself, just like I came back quickly to my home, the Yisrael is already upstairs, and he's able to see everything that's going on downstairs. And therefore, since he is concerned that the Yisrael is still there, that's why he won't touch the wine. The Ravid says that this halacha, that when there's a Jew living upstairs and the Nachri is downstairs with the wine, and the Jew could see what's doing downstairs, that's why the Gemara said we don't have to be concerned on the wine. That's only by day. But by night, when the Yisrael goes to sleep, the Nachri doesn't feel prevent from touching the wine, from doing something with the wine, and therefore the wine will be usur. The Meiri disagrees with the Ravid, and the Meiri says our Gemara doesn't make such a point, and it seems that there is no difference by day or by night. The wine will be mutter. Says the Gemara, Hahu Ashpizet Avav Yosef Acham D'Yisrael. There was a motel, where there was wine that belonged to a Jew. Ishtakech and they found a Nachri amongst the barrels of wine. Amar Rav, if the Nachri is scared to be caught, shari, then the wine may be consumed. Filoi, but if the Nachri is not fearful, as we learned, the Nachri is not scared of the Jew. If a Jew will complain, the government won't do anything on his behalf. And therefore, if it's a case where the Nachri is not fearful to touch the wine, there the halacha will be usur. Says the Gemara, Hahu beis Dav Yosef bechamra, there was a home where there was wine. Ishtakech ov dekom dekoy beidani. And again, it was a situation where the Nachri was found amongst the barrel of wine. Amar Rava. So Rava said as follows: E ish leilish damutei. If the Nachri has a legitimate excuse to give why he's found here amongst the wine, E ish leilish damutei. Why is he amongst the wine? Therefore, chamer asar. So he's not worried, and therefore the wine will become asar. E lei. But if he has no legitimate excuse, and if he's going to get caught, he'll be in trouble. Then the chamer shari. Ask the Gemara Meisvei, the Braisa says that a wine of Yisrael that was in a home when there's a Nachri there, v'ninala pundak, and the door got closed, oishamalai, or if the Yisrael said to the Nachri, shmar, watch the wine, because the Yisrael used those words to the Nachri, the assumption is that the Nachri thinks to himself that the Jew is going away, and therefore the Nachri doesn't feel prevented from touching the wine. Asur, says the Gemara, my laugh, is this not even in a case that less led the Shtemuti, that the Nachri doesn't have an excuse, and still the Braisa says that the wine is asur? Says the Maloi, it's talking about a case where the Isla Lishtamuti, where the Nachri has an excuse. And since the Nachri has an excuse, that's why the wine is awesome. Says the Maloi, Yisrael, Vav, the Kacham, Dav, Yasvi, Kashasa, Chamre. Says the Gemara, there was a Yisrael and a Nachri sitting together drinking wine. Sham Yisrael, Tzol, Kublai, Kishta. And the Yisrael heard that they're davening in Shul. Come Vazal. So he quickly got up to go participate in the minyan. Amarava. So now, and he left the wine alone with the Nachri. Says the Gemara, Amarava. So Rava tells us the Chamer Shari, the wine is mutter. The Meima Amar, because the Nachri says to himself, Hashke mitke dechil Chamri. The Nachri says to himself, the Nachri knows, the Nachrim in those days were well aware that Yisrael doesn't leave wine alone with a Nachri. And the Nachri thinks to himself, what must have happened here is that the Yisrael heard that everybody is going to shul, so he quickly jumped and went to shul with everybody else. But once he went to shul with everybody else, and he got to shul, he remembered and realized that he left his wine along with the Nachri. And therefore, because he remembered that, the Nachri thinks to himself, Hahu hash de mitkele lechamri, the Jew is going to show up any minute, and therefore Vadasi show up any minute and see his wine, and therefore even in a case where the Yisrael explicitly told the Nachri that he's going to daven, and we've been learning in our shurim that if the Nachri knows that the Yisrael is going away, it changes the halacha. So now we have a machloikus Rashba Meiri. The Rashba says that even if the Yisrael explicitly told the Nachri that he's going to daven, the Nachri still is concerned that the Yisrael may show up any moment, remembering that he left his wine with the Nachri. And because of that, says the Rashba, the wine will be mutter. The Meiri says not like that. The Meiri says, let's learn the Gemara. He says the way to learn the Gemara is that the Jew got up suddenly because he realized there's a minyan going on, and he didn't want to miss the minyan. But if it was not something that was just sudden, and now the Nachri says once he gets to shul, he'll realize and that will change him from doing it. It says the Meiri that if he explicitly tells the Nachri that I'm going to daven, so he knows that the Nachri is not concerned that the Jew is going to come back suddenly and he will touch the wine. So Tosfos asks a question. He says that we learned in the Mishnah that if somebody leaves a Nachri at home with wine, the Mishnah differentiated between the wine on the table and the wine that's on the dupke, the wine that's on the buffet. And the Mishnah said that the wine on the table, the Nachri feels that he could take because the wine was put there for him who's an invited guest. So why doesn't our Gemara make the same point? So Tosfos says that indeed, when our Gemara says that if the Yisrael goes to daven, the wine is mutter, the Gemara only means wine that's on the dufke, on the buffet. The Gemara did not mean wine on the table. Another teretz that Tosfos suggests is that the whole reason why in our Mishnah the wine on the table is asur, because the Yisrael had invited the Nachri and told him the wine on the table is there for you to drink. But our case, says Tosfos, is where Yisrael had not told that to the Nachri, that the wine on the table is available for you to drink. Since the Yisrael had not told the Nachri that the wine on the table is available for you to drink, that's why not only is the wine on the Dufki mutter, but even the wine on the table is mutter. The Rashba says, we're going to have to explain that the wine in our Mishnah is speaking, in our case, is with Yisrael, even though he was running out to Davin, the wine, the Yisrael had the presence of mind to take the wine off the table. And by taking the wine off the table, he was telling the Nachri, the reason I'm taking the wine off the table, because I don't want you to touch this wine. I don't want you to touch this wine. The Ravid says the case in our Gemara he was referring to, that even though they're eating together, each one of them has their own wine. The Yisrael has his wine, and the Nachri has his wine. And therefore, the halacha is that the Nachri never had permission to drink the Yisrael's wine, and because he's concerned that even though the Yisrael went to Davin, he may show up any moment, that's why he's not going to touch the wine. The Ritva gives a similar answer to the Ravid. He says it doesn't necessarily mean that the Yisrael had the presence of mind to take the wine off the table. The Yisrael put a cork into the wine, and by putting a cork into the wine, he was telling the Nachri, I don't want you to drink from the wine. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, like the Ravid, that if everybody was drinking from their own wine, that was the wine that was on the table, and now the Yisrael ran out to Davin, and the Nachri is concerned that the Yisrael may show up any moment, therefore the Yisrael's wine is a mutter. However, the Ritva quotes the Rav that this halacha, that if the Yisrael goes to Davin, the wine is mutter, because he's worried that the Yisrael is going to show up, that's only if there's still a middle of the meal. So says the Ritva, since they're still in the middle of the meal, the Nachri knows that since we're still in the middle of the meal, the Yisrael is still thinking of the wine, because he's in the middle of the meal. And therefore, the Nachri is scared to touch the wine. But if they finish the meal, and they were just sitting by the table, so the Nachri's thinking, says the Ritva, is not that the Yisrael is really thinking about the wine, because in his mind, they already finished the meal. The Rashba also differentiates what is the situation where the Yisrael left. He says, there's a difference, says the Rashba, that if the Jew went to Davin, versus if a Jew went to the Beis HaMerchatz. And the way the Rashba explains is if a Jew went to the Merchatz, so that's not something that he could do at home. And since it's not something he could do at home, the Nachri knows he went to the Merchatz, and while he's in the Merchatz, he's not going to come home to come back to his wine because he's already at the Merchatz. But explains the Rashba that it's only by davening where technically you could daven at home. So the Rashba says as follows. When he left and he went to a place that what he's doing he could do at home, so that's when the Nachri is scared to touch the wine. But in a case where he left to do something which cannot be done at home, then the halacha is that the Nachri will feel comfortable touching the wine. The Bach makes the same point somewhat. The Bach makes the point that the Nachri knows why the Jew left the home, and explains the Bach. The Nachri makes, and this is going to be very clear in this Gemara, if the Nachri thinks that the Yisrael went to do something which he's more concerned about his wine than by what he's doing, And then he's always concerned to touch the wine because he's concerned that the Yisrael may show up. But let's say the Yisrael went to do something, which in the Nachri's mind, and it may be in fact that way, the Nachri thinks to himself that what the Yisrael is doing is not something that the Yisrael is going to interrupt to come back his wine, to worry about his wine. He went, let's say, to meet the king. He's not going to interrupt an appointment with the king to come check his wine. There the Nachri will touch the wine. Says the Gemara, Hahu Aryeh. Hahu Yisrael v'Avik Kachavim. Says the Gemara, there was Yisrael v'Avik Kachavim, they have Yosri ba'Arba. They were sitting on a boat on Friday afternoon. Sham Yisrael kashfuri de Beis Shimshi. And the Yisrael heard the shofar that was blown by Ben Hashmashes. And the way the Mefarshim explained the Gemara, whenever we have in Shas Beis Shimshi, it's speaking about Friday afternoon, because that's the Ben Hashmashes. The Ben Hashmashes of Friday afternoon to Friday evening is the Ben Hashmashes that makes a difference if it's going to be Shabbos or not. So says the Gemara Nafik for Ozel, the Yisrael went off the boat and he left the Nachri. And he left the Nachri on the boat alone. Amar Rava, Chamer Shari, the wine is mutter. The Meima Amar, because the Nachri says to himself, Hash the Mitkalei L'Chamri, the Yisrael is going to remind member of his wine for the Asi, and he's going to come back, and that's why he's scared to touch the wine. Says the Gemara, V'im B'Shom Shapsa, but says Rava, what about the guy saying to himself that the Yisrael is not going to do this. It's Shabbos. And Yisrael is not going to be Michal Shabbos to come back to the boat. Hamar li Issa Giyurei. There was a ger that we have offered in Shas who was Issa Giyurei. Rachel was the daughter of Shmuel who was kidnapped. And after she was kidnapped and she married Isser, who was not Jewish during that period. And afterwards, Issa became a ger. And their son, the son of Isser and Rachel, was Rav Mari Bar Rachel. And the fact that he was called, the reason he was called Rav Mari Bar Rachel, because his father was not Jewish when he was conceived, and that's why they didn't want to call him by his father's name. So Isser Giura, who was originally not Jewish, would report to us many times in Shas what they did and what the Nachrim thought when they were Nachrim. He says, Amrinan, Kaveh Bar Miyosin, when I was not Jewish, Amrinan Yehudai Le'matri Shabbosah. I used to say that Jews aren't careful with Shmir Shabbos. They meant Shabbosah because they said to themselves, how could it be that a Jew is Shemir Shabbos? Kamakise Kaveh Mishtaki B'shukah. We find many wallets in the street. And if there's why do we find many wallets in the street? Because it's inconceivable, they used to say, that Jews are walking Friday evening and they realize that they're carrying the wallet and the sefirah. So it must be that Jews aren't careful with Shabbos. Since the attitude of Nachrim to Jews is that Jews are not careful about Shabbos, therefore the Nachri thinks to himself, the Jew left the wine with me and he's not going to, but he doesn't care to be Michal Shabbos to come back. But what's the basis of their mistake? The basis for the mistake is the Sfirah like Rabbi Yitzchak. Because the Halacha follows Rabbi Yitzchak, Dom Rabbi Yitzchak, Hamoitzi Kis B'Shabbos. If somebody finds a wallet on Shabbos, or he discovers that he's carrying his wallet on Shabbos, Malicha Pachs Pachs Me'ab Amos. He could carry it less than Dalat Amos at a time. But they don't know that Halacha. And their assumption is that Jews are Mechal Shabbos. And therefore, the Nachri is not going to touch the wine because he thinks that the Jew is going to come back. There's a very interesting discussion in the Paiskim. The Gemara just taught us that if somebody carries something, if he carries it less than Dalat Amos at a time, is not considered carrying. The question is, what is the Halacha? Does that mean as long as he stops before he walked Dalat Amos, and then he continues to walk, again, less than Dalat Amos, it's good enough? Or does it have to be that there's a significant amount of time that after he walked less than Dalat Amos, does he stop? And only after that amount of time that he stops, at that point, he continues to walk. But to just walk and stop, that might not be mutter. The Gemara over here discusses that it is the assumption of the Nachrim. Is it the assumption or is it not the assumption of Nachrim that they're Shomer Shabbos? The Sefer Chashukei Chemed discusses a shaila where somebody bought an apartment. And this person bought an apartment, and after he bought the apartment, he realized that because there's a problem with the water pressure in the house where he bought the apartment, to make the water pressure work better is that they put on some sort of an electric pump that makes the water pressure work better. But because of that electric pump that's put there, there's a big question: if every time you open the water in that house, are you not being Michal Shabbos because you're causing that pump to go on? And therefore, he says that if somebody bought an apartment in such a house, he could claim that's understood that I am a Shomer Shabbos, and that I don't want to live in an apartment. We're living there in Vals Chil Shabbos, and he could claim Mekechtos. Says the Gemara, who are ye? Davinam b'matzerta. There was a lion that was roaring in the place where they make the wine. Shama v'kechavim, the Nochri heard that roar, Tosh Beidana, and he went to hide amongst the barrels of wine. Amarav, Chamer Shari. What is the status of the wine? The wine is mutter. Meima Amar, because why will the Nochri be careful not to touch the wine? Because the Nochri says to himself, Meima Amar, Kehechad Tashina No, just like I hid here amongst the barrels of wine. It should not be Yisrael Acharei. There very possibly is a Jew behind me hiding here. The Kachazile, and he'll see what's going on. And here too, the Ritva says that when does the Nochri legitimately have this concern? Only when this is taking place by day. So the Nochri says there might be another Jew in this vicinity of these barrels, and we'll see what I'm doing. But if it's by night, that even if we're hiding here, the Yisrael can't see what's going on, there the Nachri won't be scared to touch the wine. Hahu Ganvi the Sakla Pampadisa. There was a story that Ganovim came to Pampadisa, a Pascha Chavita Tuva, and they opened up many barrels of wine. The reason that they opened up many barrels of wine is because they knew that it was very common that people would hide money by the barrels of wine. And because it was common that people would hide barrels of wine, hide money, that's why they went to look for the wine. Amar Rava, so Rava said, Chamra Shari, the wine is mutter. My Tama, why is the wine mutter? Says the Gemara, the Ruba Ganva Yisrael Nenu. Most Ganovim, but all the Rishonim make this point, this is strictly in the city of Pampadisa. At Pampadisa, there was an issue that there were many Jewish thieves. Says the Gemara, have of the ben Hadoi, there was such a story in Hadoi, and Vamishmul Chamer Shari. And Shmuel said that even in Hadoi, Shmuel said the wine is mutter, which is a very big chiddush, because yes, we established that in Pomedisa, the wines, the Jews are Ganovim, but why are we saying that in Nahador? Rabbi Kiva Eger became the Rav of the city of Pozna, and he discovered that there were Jews in that city who weren't careful with Shmir Shabbos. So he said that the Gemara just says, Roiv Ganve Yisrael Ninu. And I see that that must be the case in this city, because the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yotes Amud Beis, that on Friday night, when somebody comes home from shul, the two malachim that go with him, that stay with him, come with him, and they're with him the whole Shabbos until Matzah Shabbos. So he says, when these people go to the theater on Friday night, they buy only one seat, but they're Jewish. And the Gemara just said that on Friday night, every Jew has two malachim accompanying him. If every Jew has two malachim accompanying him, they should have to buy seats not just for the Jew that's going to the theater Friday night, they should have to buy seats even for the malachim that are coming along. Says the Gemara, Kaman, why did Shmuel say that the wine that the Ganovim opened in the Hadoi is mutter? Says the Gemara, it follows the opinion of Rav Elezer. Dama, Rav Elezer's opinion is Suffolk Bia Tar. When we have a question, if somebody went into a place with his tumay, the halacha is that we say his tar. Here too, we don't know for sure what happened with the wine. Because we don't know for sure what happened with the wine, what the wine will be mutter. And the Gemara explains. The Tanan, the Mishnah Masechta Taharos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Hey teaches us. Hanichnas Labika, if somebody enters a place with many fields, B'maisa Gishamim, in the winter, and that's when the field is planted, and typically people don't walk in there, and therefore such a place, since it's not frequented by many people, is din of Rosh Hashanah Yochid. And as we learned many times, the Gemara teaches us that Safek Tumah Rosh Hashanah Yochid, when we have a Safek Tumah in the Rosh Hashanah Yochid, the halacha is Tameh. When we have Safek Tumah in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it's Tar. And the way we know that from, the place we know that from, is from Hilchis Saita. The halacha is that if a man wants his wife not to be secluded with, if a husband wants his wife not to be secluded with a man, so the halacha is that if they were alone in a secluded place, the woman becomes a Saita, she's not allowed to have relations with her husband, she's not allowed to be with the other man until she drinks the May Saita. But if it was in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, where this took place, in a place where, and here Rosh Hashanah Yochid and Rosh Hashanah Rabbim do not have the same definition as it does for Hilchos Shabbos. Here, Rosh Hashanah Yochid means a place where there aren't many people, and Rosh Hashanah Rabbim means a place where there are many people. So the halacha is that if it's in a Rosh Hashanah Yochid, it's Tamei. If it's Safek Tumah is Tamei, in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Safek Tumah is Tamei. So here we have this field that it's in the winter time, where people, because the produce is growing there, it's a secluded area, and because it's a secluded area, it has the status of Rosh Hashanah Yochid. And because it has the status of Rosh Hashanah Yochid, the halacha is that if there's tumah besad the plainus, if there's a grave, for example, and one in the fields, Vamar, and this person says, Halachti b'makom laz, I walked in that area. However, any day I'm nechnasti lois sada, I'm not sure which of the fields did I walk into. Did I walk into the field where there's a grave or not? Im loy nechnasti. Rav Leza says, Safek bia, if he have a question, if he walked into that field or not, the loch is that tahor. The person is tahor. Ulam b'safek maga, if we know for sure that the person walked into the field that has tumah, we just don't know if he came in contact with the grave, his tumah. Here too, we don't know if the ganovim walked into this house or not, and therefore it's mut, and therefore the wine would be mutter. Says the Gemara, loy. We don't have to necessarily connect the opinion of Shmuel to Rav Elezer. Shani Hasan, the Kivan, the Ikka, Paschal, Shem, and Mina. Because they're Ganovim that opened the barrels, as we said before, just to check if there's money in it. And if they don't find any money, they go further. And that's why, says the Gemara, in this case, we have more reason to be lenient than the case of the field. In the case of the field, there's one suffix. Did he come into that field or not? Here there's a svek sveka. Suffolk, if the goyim came into this place without the barrels, and even if they came in, they weren't necessarily coming to touch the wine to do nesach. They were just coming to check to see if there's money there. And because it's a svek sveka, that's why Shmuel is lenient. But maybe in the case of Rebbe Lezer, this is the way Rashi learns the Gemara, which is not a svek sveka, there Shmuel would not necessarily agree with Rebbe Lezer. Says the Gemara, Haru Ravisa. There was a story with a young non-Jewish girl. The shtak davs beidinei that was found amongst the barrel of wine. And we know many times there is foam that forms on the top of the wine. And she was holding some of that foam. Amar Rava Chamishari. The wine is mutter. Amar mag begab the chavita shakli. The foam that she took was foam that leaked out from the barrel, and not from inside the barrel. Vavagav the lekasu. Even though when we open up the barrel, we don't find any foam. So isn't that clearly indication that all the foam that the foam that she took is from inside the barrel? Says the Gemara, it isn't necessarily that case. Because the Srumias Ramulai, what might have happened was that all the foam leaked out, and therefore she took all the foam because it was outside the barrel, but not that she put her hand into the barrel and took out foam. So Rashi and the Rambam say that the het of this Gemara is only that she's a young girl. So since she's a young girl, so she's really not familiar with Avodah Zarah anyway. So since she's not familiar with Avodah Zarah, that's why, and the foam might have been outside, that's why we could be lenient. But if the girl that we would be discussing was an adult, and we see that she's holding the foam, we can't be lenient. Tosfos, the Ritva, and the Ravid disagree. And they say that the halacha that we just learned in the Gemara applies both by a young girl and by an adult. And the Ravid explains that the halacha here is that part of the consideration is what we learned before. If nitfas kaganef, if the person, if caught here, will be scared because they'll be thought they shouldn't have been here. And according to that explanation, it could be there's no machlokes. Rashi speaking about a case where the person being caught here won't be accused of being a ganef. So the only reason we could be lenient is because she's a young girl. But the other Rishonim say that we're speaking about a case where if the person was caught here, they would be asked them, what are you doing here? And therefore, that's part of the consideration. And since that's part of the consideration, even if it's a gedolah, we could be lenient. Ha'u Pelmasa, there was an invading army. The Salak Nador that came to Nador, Pasuk Havita Tuva, and they opened up many barrels of wine. And they didn't know now what to do, what was the status of the wine. So says the Gemara, Kos Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Etzisol to Bavel, Amma of the Havakamed Rav Elazar, there was such a story by Rav Elazar, Vishara, and he said that the wine could even be consumed. V'lo Yadana, but says the Gemara, we did not know if the reason they were lenient is Meshum the Sofak Rav Elazar, they agree with the opinion of Rav Elazar that we just learned, Dama Sofak Biyatomer, that if we don't know for sure if they came there, it's Tar. And here too, we don't know what was the status of the Nochrim, of the soldiers, were they Jewish or not Jewish, or Imishim the Sofak, the Ruvi the Azlub had the Pumasa Yisrael Nenhu, because most of the soldiers here were Jewish. And therefore, only in this case, when most of the soldiers were Jewish, that's why we could be lenient. But otherwise, we'd not be lenient. Says the Gemara, Hai Suffolk Bia, is this a question if they were there? That's not the question. Suffolk Mam Vadehu. The question is, they were certainly there. The only question, did they touch? Answers the Gemara, Kivin the Miftachi Tuva. Since we see so many open barrels, then why would, if somebody just interested in drinking wine, why would they open up so many barrels? Emot, it's obvious that datum and mana paschu, that all they were looking for was money, and therefore it's the same halacha of kesafik biyadami, if we don't know if they came here at all, and that's why we could be lenient. Ha'u mesubasei, there was a situation where somebody was selling wine in a store, the masla klida, there was a Jewish woman selling wine in a wine store, and she gave the keys of the store to a nochris. That Amar Yitzchak, Amar Rav Elazar, have of the Beit Midrasha. There was such a story that came to our yeshiva. V'amru le'masla el shmeris maftech levad. In other words, the question was, what was meant by giving her the keys? Was meant that she should watch the keys? Or it meant that she could go in the store and watch the store? And the nafkamina will be, if she was only given permission to watch the keys, so she has no right to walk into the store, and therefore she won't walk into the store, because she's scared that if she's going to walk into the store, she's going to be caught. And as we keep on learning in our shurim, under those circumstances, we are lenient. But if she was given the keys and told, watch the store, and therefore she's allowed to walk into the store, so when she's in the store, nobody will say you did something wrong, and then the wine would be usher. That giving her the key was just to protect the key. The Mishnah, Masech Taras, Perek Zay, Mishnah Aleph teaches us, somebody gives the keys to the Amoritz. Tyrus of Tyrus. We don't have the fruit, the produce, remains tahar. Why? They only gave the point of the keys, was just giving them the keys, was just to watch the keys. So says the Gemara, hash the taras of taras. If over there we're going to use the svara to consider that the food is still tahar, yai nesach meboy. Certainly in our Gemara, when the question is yai nesach, we're going to be lenient and say that the wine is fine. Says the Gemara. So obviously, what is the concept behind this Gemara? The concept behind this Gemara is lememr the taharis. Alimi miyai nesach, that if we're lenient by taharis, we're certainly going to be lenient by wine. Says the Gemara, that is correct. Ditmar, chotzer, if we have a property that belongs to chaver and amoritz, shechilka b'mesipis, there's a small divider between the two properties. Amrav, Tarois of Tameis. The Taharis of the Chaver now have to be assumed to be Tamei. But if there would be a separation between a Jew's property and a Nokri's property with this type of a divider, the wine would not be Yai Nesach. Rav Yochanan Amar, Av Tarois of Taharis. But what we see from Rav is that the standard for Taharis is a much higher standard than it is for Yai Nesach. Because in that case, the Gemara is teaching us that for Yai Nesach, it would be a problem. For Yai Nesach, it would not be a problem. And for Taharis, it would be a problem. So if we see that in the case of the Mafteches, we're lenient by Taharis, we certainly will be lenient by Yai Nesach. Says the Gemara, Meisvei asked the Gemara, the Braisa speaks about two chatzeris. One chatzer is within the other chatzer. It says the Gemara Pnimi shel chaver, the inner chatzer belongs to the chaver, the chitzayna belongs to the amoritz. Oysa chaver shetech sham peris. The chaver could put out fruit in his chatzer. Umenich sham kelim, he could put out kelim that are tohar. Vavpi shiyod shel amoritz magas l'sham. Even though the Nochri could stick his hand into the Chavah's property, we're not worried, says the Gemara Kashluch Rav. Rav says that even if there's a division, we have to be concerned. Amuach Rav, Shani Hosam, Shanitasul Aganav. Over there, in the case that we just learned, if the Amoritz sticks his hands into the Chavah's property, people could ask him, why are you sticking your hand in? And therefore, he's not going to do it. In our case, it doesn't look like a ganef if he sticks his hand, and that's why we have to be machmer. Toshma, Shimon Gamaliel Omer, Gaga Shel Chava, we have two roofs next to each other. But the case here is, says the Braisa, Gaga Shel Chava L'mal M'Gaga Shel Amoritz. The roof of the Chava is higher than the roof of the Amoritz. Oysa Chava Shetech Shem Peris, the Chava could put out Peris that atar, Umanich Sham Kelmi could put out Kelim that atar, Uvachte Yodish Lamarat Magasl Sham. It says only if it's so much higher that the Amoritz, who's on the lower roof, can't reach the higher roof. But it seems that if he can reach the higher roof, then we would have to be Machmer. So ask the Gemara, isn't this a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan? Because Rabbi Yochanan says even if they can reach, it's still tahor. Amlech Rabbi Yochanan shani hasam dishle lishdamute. He has an excuse. He always could say meima omer mitzuri kamatzra. I was measuring the borders, and that's why when his hand is over there, people will say that the reason his hand was there is because he was trying just to measure the borders. And that's why he's not Nitfas Alof Kaganov. And since he's not Nitfas Alof Kaganov, that's why over there we have to be Machma. Toshma. Another Bryce. Agagash al Chava b'tzah Agagash al Amar. So again, we have these two roofs that are right adjacent to each other. And the roof of the chaver is right next to it. They're on the same level. Even though the Amoritz could easily reach into the chaver's property, we're still going to say that the fruit that the chaver put out is still tar. But Rav holds where he could easily put his foot there, put his hand there, we have to be machmer. Says the Ma'amalach Rav, Lav Iker of Shimon Gamliel, the Kavasai. We had the opinion of Rav Shimon Gamliel that said that in the case where the Chavra's roof is higher, that's when it's mutter. If they're the same, Rav Shimon Gamliel, if they're the same level, Rav Shimon Gamliel will hold that there would be a problem with the Chavra's produce. And says Rav, my opinion, I pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel, yes, this Brysa cannot be consistent with my opinion, but I have Rav Shimon Gamliel who supports my opinion, or I support his opinion.